The number of people sleeping outdoors in Charlotte appears to be rising as shelter programs adjust services because of the coronavirus. These residents are following news about the pandemic and, with a bit of help, taking precautions. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
For the past 7 months, Franklin has been living in a camp between I-277 and the railroad tracks. A couple of dozen tents are scattered among the trees, some with tarps strung above them. It's all against the colorfully lit uptown skyline. Franklin, who works days as a landscaper, has been following news about the coronavirus, but says he's not overly concerned.
No, I mean, not really. I'm trying to, like, just stay away from a lot of people in a sense and just keep, like, constantly putting something on my hands at all times, you could say. So, no, I'm not worried.
As the coronavirus has spread across the state, homeless service programs are taking precautions and making some big changes. Sit-down meal sites have shifted to takeout boxed meals. The Urban Ministry Center of Charlotte shut down the Winter Room in the Inn program 2 weeks early, sending hundreds of guests in search of shelter. They've begun health screenings of all shelter guests and enforcing social distancing inside. Others, like the Salvation Army, are trying to reduce the number of residents by finding them motels or other housing. On Tuesday night, six volunteers from a group called Watchmen of the Streets went from homeless camp to homeless camp near Uptown, handing out sleeping bags, tents, and food, and hand sanitizer.
There you go. Stretch you want.
They're also installing sanitizer dispensers on trees near larger encampments, a basic way for residents to protect themselves from the virus. Franklin likes that idea.
Right, yeah. Okay. Yes, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. And I would definitely use it, I promise you.
Franklin and his neighbors are already good at social distancing, living outdoors away from crowds. They do face the risk of contracting coronavirus, mainly when they go to soup kitchens or shelters. Officials who oversee homeless services say a handful of people have shown symptoms and been quarantined in Charlotte. But Liz Clayson-Kelly of the Urban Ministry Center says that as of midweek, none has tested positive for COVID-19, the disease caused by coronavirus. Meanwhile, in the midst of the virus scare, some encampments are growing, including that tent city with a view of the uptown Charlotte skyline. One resident named Bruce talked as a freight train passed nearby.
There was only six of us up here, and now there's probably about 30 of us now.
And that's since when?
The last 2 days.
Bruce says a couple of people moved in after police shut down another camp nearby recently. Most came after the Room in the Inn program closed for the season last weekend, 2 weeks earlier than planned because of the virus. It houses and feeds homeless people at churches, colleges, and other sites. Bruce, who once worked at hotels in New Jersey, sounds like the camp's unofficial innkeeper as he helps deal with the influx.
You gotta try to accommodate them. And then people who are down there, if they can get tents and stuff, and we can accommodate them by putting them to the side and putting tarps and stuff, then that's what we're trying to do. But we're just trying to make it to where we all are easier for us to survive together.
Bruce has lived in the camp for about 2.5 months with his black cat. He's comfortable despite the virus.
Am I concerned about it? No, because I'm outside. If I was inside, staying inside, around a whole bunch of people, I'd be concerned. Because it's closed space.
His bigger worry remains finding work. He's been sending his resume out and has a line on a training program that could land him a hotel job. That's if hotels are hiring anytime soon. Heath Burchett is the founder of Watchmen of the Streets, which visits Charlotte's homeless camps regularly. He thinks the virus-related program changes, along with closings of public buildings like the library, are painful but necessary.
The lack of meals is going to highly affect people that are living out on the streets.
Yep.
And the places that they can go, they're probably way safer out in their tents, isolated, like everybody else if they stay at home.
Safety aside, for people on the streets, dreams of permanent housing and decent-paying jobs are probably on hold indefinitely. Ray Shore was one of the volunteers Tuesday night. He's actually homeless himself, living under a bridge near Uptown. He says urban ministry caseworkers aren't working on housing right now.
They're just doing showers and laundry and a bag lunch now, and that's sort of put a hold on a lot of stuff.
So, what are you hoping for?
For this to get over with, where I can, get a place.
For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.